Good afternoon, I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. The number of pedestrian deaths has more than quadrupled over this time last year, with 13 people killed in car crashes on Nashville streets so far in 2026. Two cyclists have been killed by cars and six motorcyclists have, according to Metro's Traffic Division. These numbers led to a small group of protesters gathering in downtown last night. They say they want more money going into Metro's Vision Zero program, which invests in the kind of infrastructure designed to prevent these deaths. The demonstrators accused the city of cutting millions of dollars in funding from Vision Zero in the proposed budget for this coming year. That has not been voted on yet. The mayor's office reports that there was about $8 million unspent in the program's budget. The money was reallocated to other things. Officials say no projects have been delayed and that the money will be allocated back into Vision Zero in coming years. Growing up in central Appalachia in the 1950s, Ron Flannery saw railroad workers as larger-than-life figures, especially the men who operated the Louisville and Nashville Railroad's M1s, or Big Emmas, the company's last steam locomotives.
These guys within their community were somebody. You know, you knew that these guys, you know, oh, he's an engineer for the LNM. You know, youngsters like me looked up to these guys like, wow, you know, I can't imagine doing a job like that. I'd love to do that.
LNN scrapped its M1 fleet nearly 70 years ago, and none survived. Flannery published a book in tribute to the powerful engines in 2024, titled Big Emma, which railroad workers affectionately called them. One of his co-authors and longtime LNN employee, Charlie Kastner, died last month at the age of 97. To learn more about their work, see pictures of the Big Emma and hear the sound of its whistle, go to weku.org. Or you can go to wpln.org for more local news.